Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I am your host, Chris Meadows, and I'm here today to empower you, encourage you, and to get you started on your day. I'm just excited to be with you today, and I just want to tell you that Transformation Begins With You is brought to you by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. I am excited to be with you today. It's been a while since I've been on, but, you know, it's so many things that are going on. There's so many things going on with Harvest Girls International. I just wanted to share this one particular thing with you. On June the 5th, here in Indianapolis, Indiana, Harvest Girls International will be hosting our first annual If the Shoe Fits Foundation White Party fundraiser. Now, that's a big title, but let me tell you, let me break that down for you. Harvest Girls International has just launched a brand new foundation called If the Shoe Fits. If the Shoe Fits is brought to you to help community outreach. We're going to reach out to the community. We're going to give away things to women's shelters, to children. We're going to buy school shoes for children, school supplies. We're going to go into the shelters. We're going to cook. We're going to serve. And we're going to provide shoes for women. We're going to have a shoe drive where we have people bring gently new shoes or used shoes and bring them in. And we're going to donate them to charity. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this event. This event will take place June the 5th, Indianapolis, Indiana, 4 p.m. That's on a Sunday, 4 p.m. at George's. George's is a wonderful retro place to host an event. There's going to be a jazz band. There's going to be appetizers. We're going to have a live auction. We're going to have a silent auction. So we're going to have a lot of fun things to do. We're going to talk about the organization and let you know what we're doing. We also want you to wear white. The attire is all white. That's the thing. That's exciting. And also, it's my birthday. So I'm going to have a birthday cake there, and I want you to come and celebrate my birthday. The tickets are $25. All the donations go to the cause, If the Shoe Fits. We are going to fit the needs of the community to service the women and the young children in the community. And I am so excited about it. But I want to talk to you today about the power within. The power within you to change. The power within you to dream. The power within you to do great things within yourself, within your reach. So I want to talk to you a little bit about that today. Listen, I want to talk about a dream first. A dream, the only thing that is required of a dream is to believe in it. So if you believe in your dreams and your aspirations, that's all that's required. And all you need to do is make those changes or those steps toward making that dream a reality. Now, I want to talk about change in that respect, because with having a dream, there are a lot of changes that are going to take place in your life. Now, the number one thing that people are most resistant to, according to statistics, is change. That's the number one thing that people resist the most. And I don't find that strange, because I find myself resisting the things. We get complacent in doing the same thing over and over again because we get used to it and we get very comfortable with it. And sometimes when change comes, we resist it, even though that change may be good. But in life, everything is going to change. Our ages, our size, our thinking, our looks. Some changes are voluntarily, some are involuntarily. There's just change happening all the time in our lives, and we can make that change for our good count for something. So what is change? Well, change is doing something different and getting different results. What is insanity? Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Change is not change until it reaches your heart and brings forth new actions. So change is something that is within you, and change comes by change comes by chance and not by choice. You have to choose change, and I find that exciting because we have the freedom. God has given us the ability to choose. And you have the power in you to make it. You have the power in you to be all that you want to be and you are called to be. And some of us don't even know what that is. But I want to give you a few steps to talk about the power within you and how we can unleash that power, how that power can be brought to the forefront where it's tangible for us and where we can see it and where it motivates us and it empowers us and encourages us. And not only will that power within us change and motivate and encourage us, but it will others as well. So when people see the power within you, then it causes them to rise up and want to be powerful as well. These are some tidbits that I want to give you about the power within you. Follow your inner voice. There's a voice inside of you. God has given it to us. It's called the Holy Spirit. Follow that inner thing in you. My grandmother used to say, the Holy Spirit's name is something told me. You know, a lot of times we do things and we say, something told me to do that, or follow your first mind. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. The power, number two, the power of your spoken word. Whatever comes out of your mouth, you can have what you say. If you speak negativity, you'll have negativity. If you speak encouragement and empowerment, and if you speak strength, those are the things that you hear, and it reciprocates back into your mind. Those are the things that empower you. That brings forth the power within your spoken word. Reprogramming yourself. It is essential and key that you reprogram yourself. There are some things that I had to reprogram myself to do, and I thought, it's going to take me years, it's going to take me months to get this done. And it just may. But here's one thing that I did, empowering myself through when Harvest Girls joined forces with Weight Watchers. I found out through study that it takes you 45 days to change a habit, which is about 6 weeks. But we don't realize in those 6 weeks, if we really work hard and push out 45 days or 6 weeks to change a habit, we don't realize that we have licked that habit because our flesh and our thinking sometimes is still not lining up together. So you have to reprogram yourself. Like I had to reprogram myself after I realized I really had the power. I really had the power to overcome my eating habits, to eat portion sizes that were compliant with the Weight Watchers program. I had that power, and I had been on Weight Watchers 2 months, but I didn't exercise the power. I kept feeling like I had a defeat there. But once I started to mentally know that I had the power and believed it, and my dream was to lose weight, I believed that dream. I empowered myself through the Weight Watchers organization, and I started to act on it, even though in my flesh, it still didn't feel like I had the power. And in that result, I lost 18 pounds. So I'm really excited. I know that it works. You can reprogram yourself. And you have to understand the blocks that bind you. There are some things that bind you and that will block you. And respect your weaknesses. I'm not saying give in. I'm saying respect them. In other words, know that they're there, acknowledge them, and then do something about them. Know that they're there, acknowledge them, and do something about them. Respect your weaknesses. You have to reprogram yourself, and you have to know what things are blocking you. And then you have to let your feelings out. It is essential that you let your feelings out, that you don't hold things in. Whether or not you're running, when I jog, I talk to myself, I talk to God, I say, Chris, you can do this, come on, girl. You're powerful, you're strong, you're mighty. I let my feelings out. When I'm not feeling the best, I let my feelings out. I'm not talking about whining and complaining, but I'm saying being real with how I feel. I'm hurt about this. Telling someone, you know what, that hurt my feelings. I wanted you to know that I'm okay, but it did hurt me. It's okay to be real with yourself and your friends about how you feel. Then next, moving past your pain or moving beyond your pain. Sometimes I'm still hurting, but I have to move beyond that hurt and then make steps toward change and adapting to the power within. Moving beyond my pain. You know, sometimes when you move beyond your pain, it still hurts. But the more you move beyond it, the more you act on doing the right things, the more you start to feel like it's dissipating, that hurt is dissipating. And when it dissipates, you wake up one day and it's gone. You can remember what happened, but the effect of it is not consuming your life. That's where we want to get to. Also, next, loving yourself. You have to love you. You have to love everything about you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You have to love the fat, the skinny, the tall, the short, everything about you. You have to love how God has made you and who he has made you to be. That's the first step. Image is only a part of it. And we get so caught up in image sometimes, we miss a part of loving ourselves from the inside out. That's what you have to do. And express yourself creatively. You have to be creative about expression. There are some things inside of you that you don't even know that you have. I have a girl that I work with. She wants to be a fashion designer, but she can't figure out why she's always looking at fashion because she loves fashion and she loves to watch all the videos with the shoots and all the models. She's like, I don't want to be a model, but I love the fashion. And I said to her, have you ever thought about being a fashion stylist? She said, I have, but I just thought it was so far a reach. And I told her, I said, start doing things to express your creativity. I told her, make some business cards and contact some photographers and go out on photo shoots and try to make people up and do their wardrobe for them so that you can start expressing yourself creatively. Once you start doing that, then you start to rise up about how the power in you is starting to exude from you, and you're starting to feel great about what you're doing and move on to greater things. Next, you have to realize change and transition has to come. Change and transition has to come. You can have change but not transition. And so many people are hanging in the balance of change that they don't realize they haven't quite transitioned into that person. They say, well, I've changed my walk, changed my talk, but you got to transition into the change. And that means you have to start being the person that you've changed to be, that you've called to be. You have to adapt and tap into the power. You have to adapt, adjust, and repeat constantly in this life. And so the power within you is there. You just have to take those steps that I gave you and run into transition, because transition waits for no one, but transformation does begin with you. I am so excited. I am so excited for you today. I'm excited that you are on your way to tap into the power within. I'm excited to know that God has created all of us to have the power the day we were born to do everything and to overcome all obstacles that are in our lives. I'm excited for you today. I love you. I bless you. I wish you health and that you may prosper. And I want you to go to the Harvest Girl Harvest Girls website, www.harvestgirls.webs.com, and attend our event and purchase a ticket or either make a donation, because we want to change lives. We want to empower you and the young girls with the power to dream and the women to celebrate their journey. Thank you. I bless you. And God keep you is my prayer. Bye-bye now.